The Sportscast, October 25th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, no, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts, Twitch.tv. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And we're also on online digital radio. You can also go to our website, thesportscast.net, and our Twitter, thesportscast1. Also our Instagram, thesportscast1. Also download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Carson Wentz and the Colts keep winning with a two-game winning streak, putting them in spot number two in the AFC South. And join us all the way from upstate New York, a man that watched a lot of football yesterday, Chandler Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Dude, what's going on?
Chandler, a lot is going on. Carson Wentz won last night.
Dude, that was what? Wow. That's all I got to say to that.
They beat the 49ers, which is not much of a team, aren't they?
Dude, all I got to say, Santiago, before we start into this, I know we're going to talk about is, how about the Bengals beating the Ravens?
Well, that puts the AFC North in a whole different perspective.
It does, for sure.
And I think we got to take Joe Burrow seriously. I always thought they were a good team, but I didn't think they were good enough to beat the Ravens.
Did Miami win yesterday?
No, they did not. They lost by another field goal.
Dude, Miami is so bad this year. It's so bad.
Do you think we should get Deshaun Watson?
Honestly, like, the trade deadline's in about a week. I think it's doable, yeah. Why not?
You know, it's funny. Interesting. I was hearing on a famous sports channel called ESPN. They were saying that the NFL could ban him from playing at any moment. Even there's.
Can I tell you what really?
Hold on, let me finish my thought. Even if he doesn't get indicted or if he doesn't get charged, NFL could suspend him before that happens.
Yeah.
And that could, you
can
know.
Can I tell you what makes me real?
Screw it with like any team. Anyways, go ahead.
Do you want to know what makes me really upset, Santiago?
What?
It's that. John Gruden, like, his life, his whole thing is taken away. But there's still – Deshaun Watson's still around.
Yeah.
That's what really makes me mad.
Yeah, that is a conversation that's still
that
going
really makes me mad.
This past week. But it could happen to Deshaun. It could happen this year where they could say,
like,
hey –
If John – yeah.
Enough is enough.
Like, if John Gruden deserves it, yeah.
Well, like, John Gruden got a good paycheck, so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Deshaun Watson should be out too.
Well – we'll see what happens. That's the biggest risk that teams like the Dolphins, Panthers, and Eagles, and I think some
the
other
Jets,
teams.
Maybe the Jets, too. Yeah.
Oh, the Jets also are thinking about Deshaun?
That's what I heard, yeah, because Sam Darnold's out for like 4 weeks.
It's Zach Wilson, and he's only out for two weeks. Zach Wilson, Wilson, just out for 2 weeks. Nothing too severe. He's a good quarterback, though.
But do you think the Eagles would go for – I mean, the Eagles have Jalen Hurts. I don't think they would go after Deshaun Watson, do you?
I'm not – what I've heard is they're not too crazy about Jalen Hurts. I think he has some good spurts. Franchise quarterback, in question. In question. But Deshaun Watson's only 25, very talented.
Yeah.
It's tempting, Chandler. It really is tempting. But like I said, NFL could, you know, suspend him at any moment.
Wait, why would they get rid of – I thought they were all about Jalen Hurts. That's why they got rid of Carson Wentz.
Well, I guess after what they're seeing after these 6 weeks, perhaps not.
He's bad. He's not good.
Well
– he's not good.
It's not the complete quarterback. He's more of a running quarterback, not much of a throwing. But
exactly.
We'll talk about that later. Are you ready to recap?
I'm ready.
NFL Week 7.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. First game, as we discussed before, Miami losing against Atlanta. Matt Ryan had a fantastic game, 330 36 yards, which half of them were 163 going to Pitts. Chandler, Atlanta defeats Miami by a field goal, 30-28. Another loss to the Dolphins, 1-6. What are your thoughts?
How Miami of them? That's all I got to say, though, because like, what's it called? It's honestly like Deshaun Watson. Whoa. Matt Ryan. Like, I always thought he was a great quarterback. It's like I always thought he was great, but Miami is struggling right now. They're like 1-6. They're like one of the worst teams in the NFL. They're in Detroit.
Tua Tagovailoa threw for 291 yards, doing well throwing wise, but not getting that win. The Dolphins need to regroup and see what happens. Deshaun might be a solution. Panthers lose against the Giants 25-3. Did you see that Daniel Jones catch, the OBJ catch yesterday?
Dude, that was one of the most sick catches I've ever seen in sports history.
By
all I got to say is that was a heck of a catch.
Well, the Giants took out a Panthers. It's struggling Panthers with Sam, the quarterback, Sam Darnold. He was taken out of the game a little bit early at towards the end and put in their second string quarterback.
Can I tell you what I think about that? It's like they remind me of Denver. Panthers and Denver both started 3-0. Now look at both of them. 3-4.
Unbelievable. You can't believe these teams. Easy schedule at the beginning. But, hey, the Giants got this win. Doesn't mean much the Giants doesn't make much of a statement, but maybe they might turn around after this game.
I mean, you know I'm a Cowboys fan. You know, Santia, you can say right now Dallas is going to take that division.
As of right now, yes. I think they will.
They have like a 3-game lead over everyone.
By a week so far. We'll see what happens if Dak comes back healthy. Let's go into
Minnesota Monday night.
Let's go into the game of the day, I thought. The most surprising game, the Bengals beating the Ravens 41-17. Joe Burrow, your man, threw for 416 yards and 3 touchdowns, including that pivotal 82-yarder to Jamal Chase in the third quarter. Bengals won their AFC the showdown against the Ravens. Putting in them a way. Chandler, are the Bengals the best team in the AFC North?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, like, the Ravens were such a good team coming into this. Now look at them. Like, Joe Burrow dominated. The whole Cincinnati Bengals team dominated the Baltimore Ravens. And honestly, it was kind of sad to see. I mean, I was very happy to actually see Lamar Jackson lose. Because I'm not a Ravens fan. I despise the Ravens. I am not a fan of them. I just don't like them at all.
The Ravens, of course, still stay in the top of the NFL, the AFC North. And, of course, we'll see what happens. This is an interesting division. The Browns, of course, had an issue with Baker Mayfield with an injury. No, actually, the Bengals are number one in the AFC North.
They won. I mean, Cleveland still beat Denver Thursday night, though.
By a field goal, led by Case Keenum. So, Bengals are banged up in the running back and the quarterback. But the Bengals are number one in the AFC North. We'll see if this trend continues. It's still early. They're still early. The Patriots.
Do you know what I want to talk? Okay.
Patriots look like they're back. They defeated the Jets 54-13. The Patriots moved 3-4. Mac Jones recorded the 300-yard passing game of his young career, finishing 307 yards through the air to go along with 2 touchdowns. Damien Harris, Chandler, topped 100 yards rushing for the 6th time of his career in what was an extremely strong day for the Patriots backfield. And, of course, Zach Wilson got an injury, but he'll be back. But the Patriots had a statement win there, didn't they?
That's it. Santiago, it was the Jets they were playing. That's not really saying much.
It's not saying much. But, hey, that was a good win, good margin. They needed that win because they lost against 2 close games against the Cowboys and the Bucks.
Yes. Go Cowboys, yes. Can I tell you what I want to talk about next, Santiago?
Go ahead. Before we move on to Washington and Packers.
I want to move on to the – how about the Kansas City Chiefs losing to the Tennessee Titans 27-3? How about that?
Hey, that is a good point. I missed that game. The Tennessee Titans, 27-0 lead. Chiefs only scored three.
Yeah.
Mahomes had to get out of the game towards the end with a head injury. But, hey, Mahomes was inaccurate Tennessee all game long. He completed 20 of 35 passes for 206 yards. This is not the scary Chiefs we know from last year or 2 years ago.
I don't think they're going to be that good. I'm going to say this now. I don't think they're going to be that good this year. I don't think they have what they had before. Their defense is terrible. Like, they couldn't stop. No one can stop Derrick Henry. But their defense is terrible.
The offense is run through Derrick Henry. Are the Titans the best team in the AFC, or do you think it's just the Bills still hold that title?
All right. So here, this is an interesting conversation, actually. Like, yes, the Titans beat the Bills on Sunday night and Monday Night Football. That was very sad. But honestly, did you see that, though? They should have. All right, we didn't talk. We haven't talked since then. Did you watch the game or no?
I watched highlights on Red Zone.
Did you see that? Do you think, Josh, they should have gone for the field goal instead of the go for it on fourth down?
I heard talks they should have.
Me too. I totally agree. That's a loss of the game. I still think the Bills are the best team in the AFC. Bills Mafia. I live in Rochester, New York. Everyone's all like hard about the Bills. Yay, let's go Buffalo. Woo! And then like, all right, like the Bills are good. And like, that's just all I have to say about it. Yeah.
AFC championship game could be between the Titans and the Bills. High probability as of right now. Or it could be the Ravens. Yes.
No, I think it's gonna be Tennessee and Buffalo. I really do see that rematch, and I see the Bills coming back and winning it.
Packers defeat Washington football team. Rodgers threw touchdown passes to three receivers, and the defense stood tall in the red zone to help the Packers beat Washington 24-10 on Sunday for the sixth consecutive victory. They're 6-1, Chandler. I think they're still one of the top teams in the NFC.
As much as I don't want to say it, I would have to agree with you. I mean, it helped the Cowboys, though, because the Washington lost. But, like, NFC has a lot of good teams. The NFC is a good, like, conference.
It's pretty stacked. And one team the Cowboys always struggle during the playoffs is the Packers.
Can they beat them
this year if they do face off?
I don't see why not. I think third time's the charm, right?
Third time's the charm. The Rams! Lions. Jared Goff visits his old home in L.A., but the Rams kept it close with the Lions, but the Rams came out on top 28-10. Goff threw for 268 yards, but Matt Stafford, the better of the two. SoFi Stadium Rams are one of the other good teams in the NFC.
That was a good game. That was like... I kind of wish Detroit won, not going to lie.
The Raiders.
You know, like, I kind of...
Yeah.
Raider Nation.
Hold on. Let me finish. Like, one thought about last game. Goff chatted with former teammates after the game and exchanged pleasantries with Coach Sean McVay, who slapped his former quarterback's helmet after their hug. Did you know when Sean McVay called Jared Goff to let him know that he was going to get traded, Jared Goff hanged up on him?
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. This is the true story. It was an emotional time for Goff.
That was wild, Santiago.
Wild and crazy. But hey, but now they're in their respective teams. They got this guy game out of the way in the history books. Let's go to Las Vegas. As we were saying, the Eagles lose against the Raiders 33-22. Derek Carr having a good season so far, threw for 323 yards, completing 31 of 34 pass attempts with one touchdown. And Las Vegas defeated the Eagles 33-22. Derek Carr, great season so far. Yesterday he had a 91% completion percentage, a career best, and a single best single game percentage in NFL history. Behind Drew Brees, of course, the great, the GOAT, on a minimum of 30 attempts. This Raiders team, AFC West, Broncos, Chiefs, and Raiders, Raiders might take that number two spot after the Chargers, maybe.
Yeah, Raiders are one heck of a team. Like, especially bouncing back after John Gruden, they're one heck of a team. That's all I got to say about that one.
One team that is one heck of a team is the Cardinals 7-0. 7-0. Great number. They defeat the Texans 31-5. You can't ask for a better game. Tight end Zach Ertz, yes, in the Cardinals, has been with the Cardinals for just 9 days and already has the longest touchdown catch of his 9-year career, rumbling 47 yards towards the end zone. To put an exclamation point on Arizona's 31-5 win over Houston Texans yesterday, this team might be the best team in the NFL.
See, the thing is, like, what I love is, like, maybe Larry Fitzgerald was the problem for Arizona. Maybe Larry Fitzgerald was the problem.
Possibly. Maybe. But they got maybe Hopkins.
Kyle Murray. They're so good.
Kyle JJ Hopkins. Watson, now they got Zach Hurts, which I thought he was kind of past his prime. No, he still has it.
J.J. Watt,
and like the defense. So this Cardinals team is well put together. Kyle Murray is paying dividends, probably the best draft pick of that class, I believe it was 2018. He's definitely showing it, and I'm glad for the Arizona Cardinals because, hey, the Suns did well. Hopefully Cardinals will complete it and win a chip.
Honestly, I think it's their year. I think it's their year.
It could be. Last time they went to the Super Bowl, I believe, was 2009 when they had Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Yes, Kurt Warner. What a beast.
Good quarterback. One of the greats. Future Hall of Famer. Another Hall of Famer, a man named Tom Brady, was sharp, and the Bucs defeated the Bears 38-3. You know Tom Brady is 22 years older than Justin Fields?
Are you serious? He could be like his dad.
Pretty much. But the Bucs had no problems. Mike Evans with 3 touchdown passes. This Bucs team, another force to be reckoned with, 6-1. Hey, it might be a Cardinals and Bucks NFC showdown.
Did you see that thing about that Mike Evans giveaway Tom Brady 600 touchdown pass to that guy?
I saw that. That was a special moment.
And that freaking guy, like, that was ball was worth like $500,000.
That's what they were saying this morning in the radio. So quite interesting the situation there.
Did they give the guy anything? Did they give the guy anything for, like, giving the ball back, you know?
I don't know. It's still early. It's not been 24 hours yet.
I think Tom Brady should have, like, met with him afterwards or something.
Maybe they did already.
I heard that they gave him another ball, and they gave him $1,000 worth of pro shop, like the gear. That's what I heard.
And maybe some TB12 merchandise.
TB12. Is that like an actual thing?
Yeah. I don't see many people wearing it.
Really? Do you have any?
I don't.
Do you have any?
I do not have TB12 apparel.
No?
No. But I have not seen anyone wearing it. I have not seen anyone wearing TB12. Competition.
Yeah, I don't think it's that popular.
That's popular.
Wait, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you live down in Florida. Like, is Tom Brady, like, where you are? Is he popular? Like...
Well, he's in Tampa, and I'm in Miami, so not as popular if I was in Tampa.
Probably not.
But,
like, you guys, Miami fans, like, you guys still like Tom Brady? Like, is he, like, good that you guys are happy he's in Florida? Or?
We consider him an opponent.
What about Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence, like, well, he's in Jacksonville, same position.
Urban Meyer, I bet you guys don't like him, don't they?
No, not really. I mean, Jaguars are no threat to us. And same for the Bucks, because we're not doing well either, so we can't really talk much. So let's look at the standings. AFC East, Chandler, first place is Bills, then the Patriots, then the Jets, 1-5, and Dolphins are 1-6.
Miami's in last place. Oh, boy.
Last place, tied with the Jets. Pretty much we figured, you know, nothing has changed from last year or 2 years prior. Bills are the head of the AFC East, and Patriots is still lingering at second. AFC West, the Raiders are number one now, 5-2. Chargers are 4-2 because they had a bye week. The Chiefs are 3-4 in third, and Broncos is 3-4 as well. So they're tied with Chiefs for the last place. It's going to be a new champ in the AFC West this year, Chandler.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, unless Kansas City can step up their game, which I don't know if they can. Like,
they could turn things around. They have the weaponry.
Oh, they definitely do, but their defense is so bad, though. The defense is no good.
Yeah, they got to do some changes, in which that's been a problem for the past year or so, that they had to switch it up, their defense. AFC North, as we've just discussed before, Bengals are the new top dog, then the Ravens, and then the Browns and Steelers. I think it's going to be a two-way race between the Bengals and Ravens. Let's see what happens when the Ravens visit Cincinnati.
When is that?
That's probably later in the season. I don't have the exact date. So when that happens, if Ravens can get that game back, it's even. The South.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Tennessee Titans are first, then the Colts at 3-4. Jaguars 1-5, Texans 1-6. Do you think the Colts have a chance against the Titans, or they're going to, you know, stay there at number two?
I think, what's Tennessee's record?
Tennessee's record is 5-2.
I just think they're going to take the division.
I think they're going to take it. Tennessee, I've always liked Tennessee. Last season, I was disappointed. Yeah. But I think this season, they're going to go deep. But, you know, it's still early. It's only October.
Yeah.
It's only October.
I love Derrick Henry.
Which I wish him well, because the offense runs through Derrick Henry. Even though Tannehill has the weapons with Jones. But we'll see. NFC East, Cowboys. 5-1. They got a bye week this week. Then Washington 2-5. Eagles are 2-5. Giants are 2-5. Three teams tied for second. Chandler,
dude, but like, you see, the Cowboys have a 3-game lead over everyone.
I know, comfy, but can Dak stay healthy?
That's the top. I heard he's doing better. He should be able to play. They got a big game on Sunday night against Minnesota.
That should be a good one. NFC West, Cardinals at first with 7-0. Rams 6-1. Seahawks are 2-4. Russell Wilson should be back in a few weeks. 49ers 2-4. It's still between the Cardinals and Rams. Cardinals could still mess up. It's only one game apart.
Yeah. I think the Rams, like, they're not far behind. They're only one game behind them.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the Rams have weapons. Matt Stafford, a Cup, Higbee. And they got weapons.
And they play each other next week.
That's going to be a good game. Definitely turn on your televisions for that. The NFC North, yeah, very similar to the NFC East. The Packers have cushion. They're 6-1. Vikings are 3-3. Bears are 3-4. Lions are 0-7. The Vikings are good, but the Packers by far exceed this division.
Oh, yeah. It's just like the NFC East, yeah.
Very similar. The South. The Bucs comfortable at 6-1. The Saints are 3-2, tied with the Falcons. No, sorry. They're not tied with the Falcons. Falcons are 3-3. They're in third. Panthers are 3-4. But it's a Bucs division. It's just them. It's theirs to lose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, there you have it. That is the NFL Week 7 recap. Tonight is Monday Night Football. The Saints visit Seattle with no Russell Wilson. We're going to see more Geno Smith.
That's going to be a good game, though.
What's going to happen there? What's your prediction, Chandler?
I think that's going to be a good game. Hear me out. I'm calling right now New Orleans 28, Seattle 21.
Yeah, it's going to be a close one. We're going to see a lot from James Winston tonight.
It's going to be a showdown out in New Orleans.
World Series begins tomorrow night. Atlanta Braves at Houston Astros. Who's going to win the World Series, but who's going to take game one?
Oh, I think Atlanta's going to win it. I really like Atlanta.
And will they win game one?
No, I think it's going to go to game seven. I think Houston will take the first two, then the Dodgers will take the next three, and then Houston will take one, and then Atlanta will take game seven. That's what we'll call it.
Atlanta's first World Series since 1999. So great to see them back, right?
And honestly, this is like really like a big moment in my family because like my grandpa who just died, like he was a huge Atlanta Braves fan, and like the year after he died, they're doing really great. So like,
it might, and they might win it in seven games.
Yeah, yeah.
Poll question of the day: what is the greasiest food? Choices are cheeseburgers, French fries, pizza, or onion rings.
Oh, the greasiest food?
Yes.
Ooh, honestly, I have to go with pizza.
Pizza is winning. 66%.
What do you think?
French fries, 33%. Cheeseburgers, 0%. Onion rings, 0%. I was between cheeseburgers and pizza, but I think pizza, it's a guaranteed greasy food because it's cheesy and cheese has grease. Like,
it's so delicious, though. It's delicious.
It's so good, but it's so bad at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can reach, you go to thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. Zach Wilson's out for 2 weeks, so all you guys are Zach Wilson fans. He's out for 2 weeks. And tomorrow, the World Series began. Classic.
Are any of those out there?
There might be. Maybe from Utah. And, of course, you could download our app, the Sportscast for iOS, or follow us on Twitter, the Sportscast.
I do have
one.
The app, Santiago.
Thank you very much. And you'll get notifications if you do. Chandler, any closing words before we head off on this beautiful Monday?
I mean, I wish I could say it's beautiful in Rochester.
What's wrong? Is it rainy?
Bad.
Is it cold?
It's rainy. It's cold. It's a day that you just want to sleep all day.
It is rainy over here, too, as well. So we're in the same position.
But it's probably like 80 degrees, though, right? Like,
it is. Yeah. You're pretty much at 80 degrees, humid.
Yeah, see, like, it's so.
And why not? But anyways.
I need you to spend one winter in New York, Santiago.
From January to March?
Yes, you need to.
I'll think about it.
You need to come up and visit. Like, you need to come visit Ryan and I.
I should. Anyways.
You need to. I'm telling you.
We'll talk about that afterwards. Chandler, thanks for coming on to the Sports Guys.
Thank you, Santiago. Have a good day. God bless y'all.